All right, well, thanks everybody for coming to the Awana TNC training session. We're going to divide the session up into two parts. For those people that are not in the meeting, we'll need you to go ahead and watch the DVD in the back of your leader manual, and that will be part of the training process tonight. We also, you'll be provided a questionnaire to fill out, so that way we can know that you have watched the DVD. Tony and Charlotte are going to be our TNT directors this year. So what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go ahead and stop. We'll go ahead and watch the DVD. Once we're done watching the DVD, we'll go ahead and go over a few quick things about the TNT program for this coming year. And if you have any questions, we'll go over it at the end. Okay? All right, let's go start the DVD.
Hello, I'm Jack Agar, and I want to thank you personally for taking the time to work your way through this Awana TNT Leader Role Book. This is a very important role book, and it's going to help guide you, and it's going to help you understand your role and your work with these children. Imagine yourself as a potter before the wheel. Before you engage with that lump of clay that spins before you, you look to your hands, and the realization strikes you that every movement of your fingers will influence and change that lump of clay. Well, the same is true with your work as children. Remember that you've been called of God to serve, to lead, and to influence these children. God is going to work through you to transform their lives, to help them to come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer for you this year will be that God gives you spiritual fruit as you serve and as you shape His children.
Welcome back to the menu. How are you doing so far?
That's why we need people like you to help transform our children into spiritual champions.
Salvation is a free gift.
But if it wasn't free, how much would God make you pay?
Michael, please quiet down and keep your hands to yourself. This is a one. Hey, Terry, did you get that email from Jim? I had no idea our attendance was so high.
God certainly is at work, isn't he?
Amen. That's great. So I'm going to need all his help to memorize those verses.
I don't know how these kids do it.
Well, they say memory is the first thing they start.
That's true. Thanks,
Dad. Hey, I can relate. I have to spend at least 15 minutes on my Bible-based leader book every night before I go to bed, just hoping that it's sinking and stay.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
You know, I like doing it first thing in the morning.
That means it's
still sleep and it's quiet.
It's been time to start working on this a little
harder.
Well, they
didn't
get to know
dogs. You can't focus on
Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you have gathered us tonight to do your work. You have gifted each of us to reach out to these kids so that they may come to know you. Give us wisdom as we lead these children. Be with our director, Jim, as he watches over TNT. And be with each of us as we watch over our covers. It is in your son's name that we pray. Amen.
Okay. I'll check in.
All right.
See you later.
Hey, Emily, Mrs. Fryer.
Well, most of everything that you saw is actually going to be covered in the training session. So If you are making up the training session through sermon audio, please continue to watch the DVD to make sure that you have a good grasp on everything. So, we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Truth and Training Session. I know that's pretty good, isn't it?
That's true.
All right, now if I can get this thing to work. See, Jerry, I told you.
It's not working.
Oh, there we go. All right, so I got a couple weird faces, because some people are probably pretty nervous, like the Dairies.
That was the first one.
Sister, now the directors. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and get started. Well, upon leaving, you should be able to understand the order of the evening for the TNT Club, understand why children's ministry is so important, provide a solid explanation for why scripture memory is important, as well as list the five principles and explain how they create a healthy Awana Club ministry. So for those of you who came in late, we're just going through all this, and if you have any questions, we'll go over it. Let's be something with clickers and see if it's going to be cursed. Truth and Training Overview. Age group. The age group for our TNT clubs are 3rd through 6th grade. So with that age group, we have a good time to reach in their life right before they go. They become teenagers to where we might still have that chance that they'll listen to adults and think they know what we're and still think that we know what we're talking about. So it's a great time to get them before they get started into that teenage cycle. So we'll be able to get as much of God's Word as deep as we can into the hearts of as many kids as we can. So that's the goal of our Awana Clubs this year. Just to make sure that our kids are being equipped with the knowledge to have a biblical worldview. So we have our agenda. Pretty much for the night, first thing we'll do is we'll do club check-in. That's going to go the same way it did last year. They're going to come to the table downstairs, check in, then they're going to go straight to their rooms. We still do not have time to do opening ceremony. So you can do that in your rooms. So if you want to, you can get there, say the pledge. And then we can probably go ahead and get another Awana flag and be able to have a Awana pledge as well. Opening in room. Let's go for that one. 3rd through 4th grade, we'll go ahead and start with large group time. Jeff, if you're still going to be doing that.
Yeah, but you're good, I'm good.
So, I know, Tony, you said you wanted to do it a couple times, too. The big thing we have to watch about our large group time this year is we have to make sure anything we talk about comes out of the Awana literature. Okay, so we want to make sure we don't go, you know, off the cuff and just start going into something different. We want to make sure it's all based on the Awana handbooks. While 3rd and 4th grade is in large group time, 5th and 6th grade will be in handbook time. We're going to talk about handbook time a little bit more, just so that way we get a good grasp on it and everybody knows exactly what we're doing for the coming year. Game time. All right, game time is kind of our big change for the year. The way game time is going to work is last year we had a whole game team to where Rudy had several leaders with him. This year, because as you can see, you know, the club numbers that we have, we had to take those people and utilize them in the clubs more. So Rudy's going to have himself and about 4 key people. He's still going to have Miss Price taking the score form, but he's going to have like a green team, blue team, yellow team, and red team leader. That's all he's going to have. Other than that, it'll be up to you as the leaders to help. Okay? So that's the big thing we want to encourage this year. We want to get you all involved, and that way you can make the connection with the kids. Yes?
So will he only have one circle then?
We probably will run 2 circles, okay. You know, depending on the amount of kids we have. Most of that will be up to Rudy and however you see based on attendance. And at that time, you know, hopefully we can split the leaders up a little bit and just make it work. It'll be kind of rocky to get started, but hopefully, you know, in the end it'll actually make everything smoother. And that way the kids will get a little more excited when they see the leaders encouraging them. So we really want to get back to where we're more involved with the kids, you know, other than just coming up, spinning up the sections and signing off. We want to get to where, you know, we're learning more about them, learning more about their home life, and trying to figure out ways that we can identify with them. All right, after game time, 5th and 6th grade will go to large group time. And then 3rd and 4th grade will go back to handbook time. What we're going to do with our large group time, I mean, like you said, it's the same schedule from last year. What we're going to do more with our large group time this year is I'd like to try to get the pastors at least once a month to come in and then just go ahead and try to do, you know, a lot more of the gospel presentation as well so they can help us with that. One thing that is in this material that we're going to kind of skip over is on the 10th of August, the pastor's coming, and he's going to talk to us more about leading kids in the gospel and the way that we want it done at church. Just to make sure we don't give kids the false hope of, you know, that they just said a prayer so they're covered. Okay, we want to make sure they understand exactly what they need to do. Yes?
6:15 to 7:45
Yes.
Do you know what time we do each? What time we go where?
And we pretty much divide into 30-minute sections. So 6:15 to 6:45 will be your first stage. 6:45 to 7:15 will roughly be your game time. And 7:15 to 7:45 will be the larger game time. So roughly that's pretty much what it is. About 7:40 is probably when they'll stop upstairs and set them down to be dismissed. Yeah, and that's one thing we really want to talk about as well with our dismissal. Is this year, let's just start off, let's then don't even worry about lining them up on the floor, let's take them straight to the bleachers, okay? Just take them straight to the bleachers, please sit quietly, you know, make sure TNT, make sure they go up top, so that way we can have the Sparkies kind of on the bottom. Don't want the Sparkies on the bleachers. All right?
Question for you.
Yes?
You want to run a, like, 5th and 6th grade, like, TNT boys and TNT girls? Or
I don't
just want to...
I don't know how we do that yet. It pretty much just depends on how many players we have.
Oh, I mean, like on the bleachers.
Oh, on the bleachers, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, fill, just put them up
there. Fill in.
Let TNT be up high.
All right. That's it.
All right. The five principles. One is centered on the gospel. Scripture memory is key. One is fun and exciting. Children and youth are trained to serve. And one is built on strong leadership. All right, first thing we're going to talk about really is the one of being centered on the gospel. You know, with principle one, you know, if you look at our Awana program, it's very centered on the gospel, consistent with the beliefs of Berean Baptist Church. So, you know, we've definitely taken the time to look at everything. That's why we're still going on the KJV basis with our books, you know, to make sure we're within, you know, the church guidelines, as well as, you know, all the pastors review the material of the council time sessions, just to make sure that there's nothing that we don't agree with. And everything is very consistent with the belief system that we have. Scripture memory is key. This is a big one for me that we really want to look at in the coming year. You know, last year it was all worried about a lot of games and worried about making sure we set enough sections to get that. This year I want to take the focus away from that. I want to take the focus to make sure that the kids are actually understanding that verse. I mean, if they come up to you and they pop off a section, just take a second with them and just go, all right, so what does that mean? Let's challenge them, you know, to figure out what they think it means. It might even help us. I mean, I've seen kids, you know, even with me doing sessions with them, their thought process on what a Bible verse means is so, you know, real and so right up front. Most of them, they have a better understanding of it at times than we do because we try to see too far into it. So, I mean, you know, it's a two-way street. We can learn from them and they can learn from us. Especially if you have a kid that walks in at night and he's popping off, you know, 4, 5, 6 sections. You know, I don't want to discourage that, but I also want to make sure that they're understanding the sections, not just spitting them off and forgetting them 2 seconds later. Like we talked about earlier, we want to make sure we have a biblical worldview of the kids being able to see the world through biblical lenses. As most of you can see right now, like half the stuff you see on TV, cartoons and everything like that, is completely taken away from a biblical worldview. So we want to make sure as long as the kids are there that we try to give them that worldview. to make sure they understand where we're coming from, you know, so that way they can take all the goals and everything later in life and be able to apply them there. Like, I mean, you talk to Roman Rosell, he was in the TNT program the whole time growing up, and that's actually helped him so much. He wanted to be here to be able to give a testimony for us, but, you know, he's out doing training, so he wasn't able to make it, but, you know, you can talk to him when he's here. I mean, it's an awesome testimony that he has had. Of one actually impacted his life. And making choices accordingly. I forgot about that part. But that's just a big success that they can make choices, especially going into, you know, being a teenager. Everybody remembers what it was like to be a teenager. You have a ton of pressures coming in from different sides. And if we can get them grounded good, hopefully through third through sixth grade, they can carry that on. Scripture memory standards, they should be word perfect. Right? So when you sit down with the kids to study section, they should have that section word perfect. They get two helps per section, not per verse. Okay? This is a little bit different for Sparks. Okay? So they get two helps per section. The help contains no more than two or three words and is any sort of hint that you give a clubber. So if you're sitting there doing a section with a clubber, and they come up, they can't come up and say, one verse, go sit down and study, and then come back and say another verse. They can't do that. Yep.
All right, usually in the end of, like, section two.
Yep.
And I want to say it's the end of section seven or eight. They've got these ones that come in, and it's five verses.
Yep.
And to try to get them to come, most of them can only remember two at a time, practically. And they come down, they have to give me all five in one hit.
Yeah, they do. They have to give you all
but
five
in one hit. Verses they've already learned.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's verses they've already learned. So
okay.
They should be good. So, I mean, that's the thing. They just got to do it. I mean, I've watched kids have it before come off with 33 verses. At 30, I mean, if they're popping up 33 verses, I'm not going to lie, I would probably give them a couple more than, you know, two, like I said. Okay, you know, then they're, you know what I mean, maybe first start off with so that way they hit the right verse. But I mean, you're talking 30 verses at that point. I mean, if they come up with two, three.
But we also have kids that go to that session and they want to get five.
Like, well, yes, hey, it's all right.
And you come by week after week, I'm stuck on this.
Well, I mean, that's just, and then at that point, that's something where we'll have to go ahead and bring that up and talk to the parent, and maybe we can get the parents involved. Yeah, I understand that. That's why we're actually coming up with a parent meeting this year, so that way, you know, the parents can actually understand what we actually need help with the Awana program at home, so that way the kids can be prepared. So, yeah.
What about, and I've had one or two children with learning problems. Yeah, that get out the word perfect. Type thing. How are we?
Mainly for the word perfect part that we're talking about, I mean, if a kid skips like a beat, you know, I'm not concerned about
it. I didn't know how perfect.
But I mean, if they're missing like big chunks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's, I mean, if they forget to say like N or D, I mean, that's not a huge concern to me, as long as they get the gist of the verse, and, you know, pretty much are right on them. If they forget, it's one of those kind of words that's not a huge deal, I don't think. So. All right, if there's more than one verse per section, they must be said together. So that was kind of where we had some confusion last year, and that's why we wanted to do the training sessions. We wanted to make sure everybody knew the same stuff. Because at the beginning of the year last year, we had kids that were coming up. They say one section, then they go one verse, and they go sit down and come back a few minutes later and say the other verse, and they never pass. So.
Another thing we had trouble with last year, we had coming in to help, and they didn't know a whole lot about me.
The kid
would say, I had to say this verse, and say the verse, and all of a sudden they would be, Amy got to do this and this. And they didn't know the material.
That's why we're doing this right now in the sermon audio, because you can't work unless you watch this. Yes.
We get a kid's book so that we can be familiar with what they have to do on each section?
No, we have leader help books. We'll have leader help books in each room. You're more than welcome, if you want, to get a kid's book, and you can actually work through it at the same time with the kid. I've seen leaders do that, and that's actually helped too. I mean, but every section will show you what has to be done to finish that section. But, you know, that's why, you know, we're actually reporting this and making sure that everybody understands that people do have a chance to make it up. They were hindered from coming tonight, but no one can come in as a helper unless they watch this on Sunday night. They also must recite the verse with the reference. So the reference has to be included. You can look at a Bible verse. Yeah, all that has to be included. Discipline procedures. All right, this is a big one. Okay. So discipline is related to the word disciple. So make sure in everything we do, we try to make it to a learning thing. If they're going into discipline, all right, I'm just going to pop this up real quick. Hopefully I won't go past it. Oops, I did go past it. Alright, disciples to instruct and disciples about teaching, not punishing. Alright, in just a second we're going to go over the steps. So when we get to the steps, the discipline methods, the five count is used for group discipline. You come in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hopefully by one, they should be quiet. Alright, that also includes leaders. The three count is for individual discipline, warning, and so on. Alright, five count. It's pretty self-explanatory. The leader in charge starts counting down from five. Alright, so any leader that's out there, if they start counting, well, all the workers will start counting. Alright, at the same time. That way all the kids know, hey, we got a five count going on, let's be quiet. Hopefully by the time you get to one, everyone should be quiet. Okay. Individual three count. Alright? One, warning for the clubber. At that point, if you give the warning to the clubber, explain to the clubber why they're getting the warning. Okay? So, you know, come up and be like, alright, you're getting the warning because, you know, you're talking during the time. And make sure they know why they're getting it. Two, clubbers taken to the club director by the leader. So, and that, if you're having a problem with the clubber, you would take that clubber, you know, at that 2 point, you would take him to Tony. Okay? Tony, at that point, you talk to the kids and you can get them to understand so there's not any issues. Don't threaten them with hockey sticks or anything like that. Alright?
Well, just you know, good to have. We had an issue at camp this past week with a kid and his attitude toward a counselor. And she was present and actually said, did a pretty good job. So,
good.
No hockey sticks, no zip ties, the ceiling fans were involved. And I just talked to them and everything went pretty good. And so,
right.
And I'm kind of hoping this
will. You doing good?
I'm on hope.
Okay. All right.
Now, there's a girl, and we take them to Tony. Is that
as long as you stay there, that's fine.
Okay, but we usually can't leave my class.
Hopefully you're going to have extra people and we can get Tony up there. You know, just get someone to come get him. Tony's job is mainly, and Charlotte's job hopefully is going to mainly be floating around during the night. You know, they're not going to be bogged down. Like, Tony's not going to be leading a specific class. Okay? He's just going to be floating around, making sure all the classes are running properly. So I didn't tell him that part.
So if Tony's misbehaving,
we bring him to you and have to. If Tony's misbehaving, you bring him to me. Let me take this back.
Take him
to Charlotte. You take him to Charlotte, and then we'll go to me, and then
I'll go back. I don't get a class this year?
Yeah, as of right now, no.
You have all of TNT, you don't get one
class. Exactly, I'll get all of them. All right, so and number three, the clubber's taking the commander, okay? Now, here's the big thing. Directors and leaders, you do not talk to the parents without coming to me first. Okay? Come to me and let me know what's going on before we go talk to the parent. More than likely, okay, you know, if you come to me and you're the person that witnessed it, I'll say, okay, let's go talk to the parent. You'll come with me. I'll let you do most of the talking. The reason for that is I just need to know what's going on. Because if Tony goes and goes straight to the parent, parents upset about what happens, and parent goes to Pastor Sean. Pastor Sean's emailing me, hey Nick, what happened? I don't know what you're talking about. That does not look good. So at least we know what's going on.
Is that as far as discipline?
Discipline.
Okay. So like kudos and stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean the kid's doing great. Definitely tell the parent, hey, your child's doing great tonight. Yeah, he's doing a great job. And that's also what we want to encourage. If you're a leader and you see a kid doing a great job, let's tell the kid. Let's tell the parent. We want to encourage the parents to come. We want to know that the program is here for ministry, not for babysitting service. Let's make sure they understand, that what we're doing, we care about the children. Okay? All right, principle four, children and youth are trained to serve. Pretty much during the Awana program, we want the kids to know that, to help others. So like your fifth and sixth graders, when they're having issues with stuff, we want them to be able to, we want some of the sixth graders to be able to help some of the fifth graders. I think it'd be really nice if maybe one night we just have it to where maybe the sixth graders listen to the sections of the third. Just to get them involved a little bit, because the third graders do look up to sixth graders. So I mean that might be a good thing to help them out.
I have one more question about the discipline. When they're not bringing their books, I get a time.
Yes.
Okay.
That's something we haven't got 100% clarification on yet. Pretty much, if they're not bringing their books, the way I want to handle it first, if the kid comes up, like I said, Jeffrey used to bring his book one night. Hey, man, where's your book at? Oh, I forgot. Oh, okay, no big deal. That's fine, If you see him not bringing it again, second time, I said, all right, where's your book at? Like, second time in a row, where's your book? Oh, well, I didn't bring it again. So, at that point, I'd probably call him soon on the game time.
Well, and hopefully the way that we're doing the store, too, they've never been accountable for bringing their books and their Bible and wearing their shirts, so maybe that sticker rule. So
maybe that'll
encourage them, too, because they're going to get something for bringing that book that night. They're going to get the sticker toward going to the big chest of stuff that we have. So.
Yep. So the third time, I would say if they don't bring their book the third time at that point, you want to get Tony involved. Tony, that's the third. The third time, what I would do is I just talk to the kid. Maybe talk to the parent at that time. Just let me know, say, hey, I'm gonna talk to the parent. The kid hasn't brought his book again, and just find out. Hey, is your when is your kid wasn't bringing the book? Does he have the book? Did he forget to bring it? What's going on? So we can work something out. If there's an issue with the kid not bringing the book, of course because they can't afford it, let me know. We'll give him a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
On that, because we've had one situation in the past where the child had a book, but mom and dad had each had custody. So whichever parent, sometimes the child left it at mom's house, and it was dad that had them that week, and we bring them and they didn't have it.
That's a special circumstance we'll have to figure out at that time. Okay? All right, principle number five. Awana is built on strong leadership. So, pretty much the big thing is we want to make sure during the club nights, if you have issues, come to Tony. He's going to be the one there, hopefully answer your questions and give you everything going on. If you're having problems with Tony, just come to me.
I got this feeling there's going to be more people coming to you than to me.
Or just go to Charlotte. She'll take care of it. The big thing is we want to make sure, as you can see in the room tonight, we don't have enough people to run a TNC right now. Okay? If you think about it, I got two that aren't even going to be in the room. Jeff's going to be doing council time. They're sparks, so they're just here watching. Trying to figure out the whole training session. So that leaves Laura, Adam, Annette, and Jennifer. And Jennifer is just here to help out. You look what we got.
We did have more, though, right?
No.
Miss McCammony is just here to listen to sessions. So the thing is, hopefully they come. That's just where we are. This was a mandatory training session for TNT.
Is Alicia results
coming? Alicia results not going to be able to help this year.
At all.
We don't know yet. She's just kind of going away. Roman, when he gets back, definitely wants to help. So, but they thought that at this point this year, just a good thing to try. So, all right, roll books. In your leader roll books, you have one.
Okay. I can order more tonight.
Oh, you got
that top one doesn't have a DVD. Just.
I don't have a DVD.
Oh. Okay.
The DVD if we have
this? And the DVD's in the back of the book.
Remember, that's what,
the ones that aren't here watch the DVD. Okay, you pretty much, you're going through all of it, okay? So, with this rule book, there is a test in the back, right? You need to fill out the test for you to before one starts, okay? Everyone is required to take a test, okay? So, when they're going through with this sermon audio presentation, they're going to have two tests to take. They have the test in the back of the TNC leader book, as well as we're going to have a test on the class time that we've had right here to make sure they've watched the whole video. August 10th, we have a gospel presentation prep class. Like I said, with Pastor Sean, he's going to come in. That's going to be a combined class, so you know, we'll be at that class too. Okay? In the slideshow. All right. So, real quick, there's a couple other things we want to talk about real fast. Okay, what?
So if they're out, then we got them off?
They're not. Okay, well, hopefully we have more leaders than just this. If we don't have any leaders more than this, we got some other problems. Okay. All right, so one thing that we did change this year is we went away from the polos for the leaders. All right, we're going to go to T-shirts. Okay. The T-shirts are going to be green, of course, to match the TNC Club. It'll have our new logo as well as a leader on the back. You'll also have your lanyard that you'll have with your like with your picture and your name, okay, that we'll have to wear. The kids, we're also going with the kids. The kids are going to T-shirts now. So Awana went up on the price of T-shirts this year to $15.95 each. So we took, and we're going to have some T-shirts made for $6 or $7. Leader shirts, we're thinking are going to be like around the $10 mark because they actually went up to like $24.95 for a polo. Yeah. So I mean, that's, yeah, a launch is getting pretty expensive.
So we do not need to wear our old shirts. We need to go with the new shirts.
But if you have the old shirt, you can wear the old shirt. But I mean, if you want a new shirt, we'll have the T-shirts available, but you still have to wear the lanyard.
We'll
wear
the
Are we getting the lanyard?
Yes, we're getting lanyards. I've already checked to make sure everything's good to go with that. One of the things that we talked about last week, that evidently we had some miscommunication over, right, we talked about if you're not here on Sundays, you know, not being able to come to Awana on Wednesday nights. How that actually works is, I mean, the issue that we have is we have a lot of people who don't come to Sunday morning or Sunday evening service, period. And all they do is show up to Awana. At that point, you know, we have to make the decision where you really can't work in the Awana program. I mean, if you miss like one or two Sundays, that's not an issue, okay? I mean, the issue that we have is if you are consistently not at church, that is when we're going to have the issue of asking you to step away from the Awana club, okay? Or if you're sitting there in the club process and say, you know, I 100% do not agree with Pastor Sean and what he's preaching or something like that, at that point, we'll have to ask you to, you know, kind of separate yourself from the program. But just the issue we have is like last year we had one leader. I don't think they ever came to service on Sunday. Is that all right? Yeah, I mean they were just hardly ever there, never came. And every Wednesday night they were here.
They weren't in most ministry, reading,
no. No, they were not here, period. So we have the white cards, so we'll be able to tell, you know, if you're here, so make sure you've got your white cards. So yeah, so we'll be able to get the white cards and tell, okay, they're here. You know, because before I say anything, that's the first thing I'm going to do is say, hey, you know, we got white cards. And then if they have the white cards and they've been here, we're fine. But, I mean, the issue is, you know, if you go 6 to 8 weeks and not show up to a Sunday service unless you're deployed or training or something like that, then we're definitely going to have to, I'm going to have to say, hey, what's going on? And if, you know, it's like, well, I'm just not coming. Well, okay, you really can't be a part of the club. Does everybody understand why we're doing that? Yeah.
I was just going to say, your name will show up on that slide when they do the meetings, the budget meetings or whatever.
Yes.
Church, whatever.
And I'll be notified, yeah, you know, before that, pretty much, if it's something where your heart is. Do we have any questions on anything related to the training that you're going to talk about? All right, Kim's going to come up. She's going to tell you what we're going to do about the Awana store this year, so that we know all that stuff. Okay?
Okay, here's what we're going to do for the store, okay? We talked about it last week. You're all going to get, like, I think we have two for the TNT, and then we have three for the Spark, so each of your teachers will get one. And they're going to have to go 30 across. That's 30 right there. So you're just going to put their name right here, let's say, like, maybe. And she's got, you get a point for, or a sticker or stamp, whatever, for bringing their Bible, for bringing their book, for wearing their own shirt, and for every section they pass, they get a stamp. So they can get quite a few in one night. So when they get all the way across to their 30, then they get, I'll come around and have them look at the stuff. And then they're going to get to pick what they want out of there. Instead of going to shares and having a store. Do you get what I'm saying?
So there will be no one money.
There will be no one store. I will come around with like a little higher price of stuff in a Rubbermaid bin. And when they fill up their 30 all the way across, they're eligible to pick something out of the bin that I have. Yes.
Then do they start over again?
And then they start over. I'm going to laminate this. And actually, family had talked about doing something that the kids can't get a hold of, like stickers. I mean, certain things. I mean, you can find like stars and stuff anywhere. But I actually went to the school store and I got stamps. So like I have two different ones for the TNT, like a paw print. And then the other one of your groups would get the music notes. And you'll just give them an ink pad in there and you tell them, you know, you get, you're going to have to count up, okay, when you have like.
So the paw print and music note
are
the
TNT.
Stamps for TNT.
For TNT, yes.
Okay.
So I bought two of each for each so that you have one for each leader in your classroom, just so they're not like fighting over stamps. And so let's say you're going to have to give them, okay, we'll go over to the board. And this is, you can trust them on this. Just tell them, okay, you get three for bringing your stuff or whatever, and then you said three sections. So go over there and stamp six stamps. And they should be able to put six stamps in there. And then go sit back down quietly, and you're not having to pass up money, and what are you looking at for me?
They should be able to.
They should, well, I hope they would be able to, because that's what I said. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you're going to know if they've done something. And we could even change it up to where they only have so many, like, we can do different color stamp pads that night or whatever, so, you know. So you're going to look at it and say, and I'll take these up every night, so you won't have to keep them, or I even thought about seeing if the teachers maybe would let us find it behind, like, maybe their bookcase or something, you know what I'm saying? It's a problem. I said we could ask, so, yeah. So, and then, I have parts for you guys. All of your groups have the same parts, yeah, so. And now we have one for each class, but that should be pretty good, so. But I wanted to make it laminated, so after we're done, we're not having to have, like, five charts going, because one kid's still over here on 10. So once they're done, you can just erase their mark all the way across, and they can start back over again. So, yes.
They get one for shoes, one for...
Not shoes.
Not shoes.
They have to wear their Awana shirt. One for the Bible, one for their book, one for wearing their shirt, and then for every section pass, they get one. And it has to be like, they have to sign off with sections, not every verse they did. I'm not going to wear them for wearing shoes because they know where they're coming.
They can easily get four
stamps. They can easily get, yeah. I mean, you just bring your stuff, so. Okay. It's not something impossible to do, and they're going to be like, well, great, I'm not going to be able to get this. Because, I mean, just wear your shirt. You've got one, you know, wear your stuff. But.
Okay, well, that's what we were talking about with the whole outfit run. Sometimes they'll bring a shirt, and I'll bring a Bible in or the book. So, well, again, it's one stamp, but like when we used to have it up there with the money, it would be shirt, Bible, and book. Then you get a dollar for that, because you got to have all three or you get nothing.
Yeah, but they don't But we want to encourage them to bring their stuff.
Okay.
I don't want to feel like, okay, man, I brought my Bible and my book, and I can't get it because I forgot my shirt. My shirt was in the washing machine. Or what, you know, just...
Okay.
Or they don't have a shirt, you know, that's...
Okay.
Just events where they make it fun, but it's not... And then by the end of the year, no one wanted to sit and wait for their kids to go through the store. I mean, and it's hard to send them through because we're so packed and we're all busy doing 5,000 different things. It's hard to sit down at a table and, okay, Sally, you have 46 shares. Okay, let's go. You're done 48. It's not fast. You know, you got 50 people behind you waiting, you know, to go. So hopefully this will be, and like I said, I'll walk around to your classroom. I'll have a Rubbermaid bin. And I'll just ask you if anyone has, or I can even look without even like talking to y'all. I can look and see, you know. Or even if it's at the end of the club, I can go find that person, you know. So-and-so's reached, you know, their 30 marks because I'll have to take them home every night, so.
And then you take them off that?
And then I'm going to land link them so I can just take them right off. And they can start over the next day. We wouldn't do anything with dates. We'll just put their name over here. But we had to do something different so that they can copy it or bring the sticker much from home and stuff. So. That's, yeah. What are you laughing
at? They're like, go to the store and buy a lot of stickers.
Yeah. We'll show you.
I'm going to be up there with the ink pad and the book.
We'll turn in the stamp, the pad, and the board.
Yeah, or you can leave it in the room on the desk, and I'll come by and pick it up. That'll probably be easier, so I can just make, because we have to check the rooms anyway, each night, make sure trash can come out. That looks nice. Any questions?
Are you having a record keeper in each room this year?
I would like to, but as of right
now, can do that
as of right now, we don't have enough people to.
Sorry.
All right. One quick thing we got to go over is start zones. Start zones, of course, you know, we have the... we have start zone 1 now and start zone 2.
Oh,
same thing. We have the start zone for coming into third grade, then we have the start zone for going into fifth grade.
Okay.
That's all it is. These are leaders' guides. Okay. So these are leaders' guides. These are like cliff notes for the leaders. So Tony will have these. We'll pretty much put one in each room. So that way, everyone has the opportunity to come check it out if they got a kid working from a start zone. So that way, they can make sure everything's done appropriately. Okay? Are there any other questions? Tony.
He's in the director, police director. I was going to put it out for tonight for the participating in the one-on-one orientation training.
Yes. You missed.
And then just once I go through and do everything through the book and through the gospel verses and everything else, that'll just come to a later date?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Any questions or any good things from last year that you want to take in from this year? I think we're going to try to do the pie in the face thing again this year. The kids really seem to enjoy it. What I would suggest is you wear a shirt that you do not mind getting ruined because you will not get the funky smell out of it. Jennifer?
I have a suggestion for that.
Yes.
Cheap Don ponchos.
Yes,
that
would work good with it. Or trash bags.
Well, the
poncho will cover.
Tony?
Yeah,
speaking of that, because I had a Chicago Blackhawks in there, and I smelled like solid milk for like 3 weeks.
So don't worry, wash it.
I wash it. You know, with Tide.
Yes, I know.
But it was kind of
my stuff smelled funky as well.
But the other thing is, are we going to be, is game time going to strictly be focused on dodgeball on a consistent basis or this year?
We're not having a lot of games.
No.
Probably going to play a lot of games.
In game time.
I would like them to be, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, we
because
like.
Because I.
The last half of the year, they do nothing with dodgeball.
And it's on a consistent
don't even
basis.
Time anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if maybe we could bump that down to. Like the one time a month?
Yeah.
Give them a little
bit of dodgeball. I'd rather have it one time a month for the playing dodgeball than having a lot of games. Okay. Yes.
I just had a question. Are we doing fun nights wrong? Like once a month like we did?
Yeah. I'd like to do fun nights.
Can they kind of have an input on what their kids prefer? I mean, we need to make the calendar so we can give it to
real quick, I mean, are we done with any questions on orientation or basic training questions?
Yeah.
Is everybody good with that? Yeah? All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Awards such as the badges, the patches, and stuff like that, is it going to be done like it was last year during the...
No.
Okay.
Some of it probably will be at times, or maybe during the opening time. For the most part, though, what we're going to be doing is we're going to have one Sunday a month where we can give out a few of the awards. We're going to try to do a special award every month or every other month, like to get who has said the most sections, the kid who has brought the most friends, or something like that, to allow them to come up and get a certificate in front of the Sunday morning service.
Sometimes they might do that.
You know, we might go ahead and do it in the Sunday morning service. Another time, we're just going to figure out a time when we can do that to kind of, you know, less intrusive to where you can still do your council time sessions. I don't think we should take away from that.
Yeah, because I was just saying, what if you've got a kid that doesn't even come to church, but he comes with a set of friends, but a kid's continuously knocking out his verses?
At that point,
we're going to give him an award.
We're
going to
try.
The church is right there.
Well, we're just going to try to get him to come that Sunday.
We can contact
his parents. We'll contact his
parents. And one more recommendation that I thought went well last year was asking whether their questions for the council time. I like that, and that guided me on, but then it can guide you in there.
So maybe by the second or third week,
right,
you may want to go ahead and try that, just asking questions.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to write down, and we can give them the pastor, tell them the pastor answers some of those questions. And that'll kind of show you as well where the kids are wanting to learn stuff. We had a kid last year who actually thought that the dove on the stained glass was a picture of Jesus. So, you know, the one that hangs above the baptismal with the dove, they thought the dove was a picture.
They didn't cover my questions.
It was another night. So, all right, everybody good with those questions? Okay. So, remember, if you're taking this class on sermon audio, okay, we need you to go ahead and watch the DVD in the back of your leader manual and take the test in the back of your book, as well as take the test on the class. Real quick, for everyone that's here, if you want my email address, okay, it's going to be the best way to send me questions about Awana, all right? It's just like everyone else is around here. It's ingore.bbc@gmail.com, okay? That's the best one to reach me at related to Awana stuff. That way I can keep everything there. Okay?
BBC at who?
Gmail.com. Ingore.bbc@gmail.com.